Down the agenda, accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 467844 through 467858. Checks number 467860 through 467898. Warrants 7932 through 7934. One journal entry or transfer.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 467859.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes, June 6, 2022, and executive session minutes for June 6, 2022.
I move to approve executive session minutes for June
6, 2022. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve regular session minutes for June 6, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Monthly budget report.
Monthly budget report. The total funds, county funds, there is a balance at the end of May of $47,708,708.23. These funds include all monies, but some of these are not county funds, but funds that pass through schools, Department of Revenue, fire departments, roads and utilities, etc. GCR. At the end of May is at $7,710,276.55. Road and Bridge is at $15,990,942.43. Law Enforcement Tax Fund is at $3,158,318.05, and sewer department is at $10,967,716.43. Thank you.
Thank you. University of Missouri Extension update.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you.
Good morning, and thank you for this opportunity to address the commission. My name is Jenny Navat, and then I have with me Jody LaMaster. Jody's going to give you an update on the VITA program, the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program.
Yep. Good morning.
Morning.
The VITA program had its 19th year this year in Taney County. It assisted more people than ever. The program did a total of 2,241 state and federal returns. It made a huge difference in the over 1,100 taxpayers and their family. We were able to have an excess of $954,000 in federal returns, $287,000 in state returns back to our clients of our county. The earned income credit was especially rewarding this year. The IRS has changed a rule that changed the age limits to who would be eligible. Our program returned $334,115, which included several seniors who had no idea they're going to be getting a refund. I had seniors who cried, who were so happy, who were just emotional when they realized that the rules had changed and they were getting money back. Sometimes it made a difference between eating, maybe medicine, and making other life expenses. I had 9 volunteers in Branson and Forsyth with approximately 1,050 hours. It had a value of over 48,000. My volunteers make the world of difference. We had a tax savings of around 249,000, even though some of the programs out there have free tax. My clients just don't have access to computers. They don't understand the questions, and they're just not even comfortable using the free online programs. Our total income, economic impact, was over $2.5 million. And that just makes a world of difference to our residents. Without the support of the community partners, such as Taney County Commission and all the other partners I have, we just wouldn't be able to do this program. And it means the world to most people. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your work in the program.
Thank you.
And your volunteerism.
In addition to the VITA report, you can see other impact reports in your packet from other specialists who offer educational programs in Taney County through MU Extension. Please let me know if you have any questions. I'm also here today on behalf of the Taney County MU Extension Council. excuse me. We have... It's come to our attention that the office is not ADA compliant, and that's something that we are required to have. And so one of the things in question was that we did not have a handicap accessible parking space. We have purchased a sign, and we plan on posting that, and we think that'll take care of that problem. Or that concern. The only other concern was that, if you'll recall, you know, that's just an old house over there, and so the bathroom sink is in a counter, is in a cabinet, that is, and to be ADA compliant, there needs to be space underneath that sink for somebody in a wheelchair to be able to get right up underneath that sink to wash their hands. So I suggested to the council that we just get a Zaw and take out part of those cabinets. Just kind of as a joke, but then we realized that's not our property, and we needed to come to the commission to ask what you all would prefer to do. So I'm here on behalf of the council just to kind of get things started.
I think that's something we could talk to Scott about to see if they could go in and.
Yeah, right now they're having to do some things that have to be done on a time limit and everything. But
Scott's with our Buildings and Grounds. So we'll be with him and kind of see what's the requirement as far as what are we supposed to supply when it comes to, does every county supply a building or an office? Or
no, not at all.
A handicapped sink would not be hard to do if that's decided to do instead of being.
I don't think it'd be hard to do. I'm sure there's grandfathered in or there's, I don't know. But if MU wants to pay for it, I'm all for it. If you guys are willing to pay for it. If not, we need to discuss it.
Okay. In our discussion among the council, it came up that there were more questions if there were, who owned the building and if there was a MOU between the county and the council. And Shanna Tilley was looking into that.
There's not.
So we just thought we'd start here and kind of see where we go.
Is the door wide enough for a wheelchair to go in?
Yes, in every other way, we were compliant. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's just that bathroom sink, which I think could be a real easy fix, but because we don't own the building, we didn't want to go ahead and start on anything. We wanted to, put that before you all. And see what you recommend.
In a business, I know you can just simply put a sign on the door, bathroom's not available, and cover it, but I suppose MU doesn't have a that policy. They have to, you have to furnish a bathroom.
Well, that never came up in our discussion among the council, but Jody shared that with me this morning.
Yes, that's a common thing.
Yeah. But because our ADA compliant checklist includes the bathroom, you know, it's not clear if it's required that we offer a bathroom. So that's something that I can bring that information to the commission, and then we go from there. Because that would certainly be an easy fix if we just say no public restroom available.
And like I think Commissioner Schofield said, is that we can discuss it and see what the expense is, and if MU's wanting to put in a handicap sink, or I think we'll discuss it.
Very good. Thank you for the consideration.
Here in the courthouse, we have one door that we just have a sign on it stating that handicap available at the other door, instead of making it both. And we have areas that wheelchair can't go up, but you know, just posted so they know that this is not available. Is that correct, gentlemen?
Or it's available elsewhere in the building, yes.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you.
And I'm sorry I missed the meeting the other day. I went out with Roden Bridge and just didn't get back in time.
Mm-hmm. See you next time. Mm-hmm.
Board appointments. We've got Southwest Missouri Council of Governments and the Transportation Advisory Committee. And these are terms that start July 1st, 2022 through June 30th of 2023.
Who's currently on the SIMCOG? Which appointment's up?
What was the question?
Who's currently on the SIMCOG board?
That's Buddy Roberts and Randy Hayes was on the board. Oh, wait, the SIMCOG or the TAC board, the Transportation Advisory, or the SIMCOG?
The Southwest Missouri Council of Government board appointment that'd be for the Transportation Advisory Committee, would it not?
Okay.
There's two separate ones. Yeah.
On the board appointment, the one that's, I think, every other month, I believe, right? It was suggested that we've not had anyone that's come for a while, and it was suggested that Chris Burnt goes all the time, and it used to be required that when they first began that you had someone from that department, and it's not been for a number of years now, and that he is willing to go on behalf of Taney County and make us aware if there's anything that we want, which he tries to go anyway.
So you're saying we have a board appointment that on the SIMCOG board, and nobody's that individual hasn't been going? It's not Chris now, but
when they came, they said that nobody had been coming for months, and they would like to have a reference us to.
So is this a new appointment?
From July 1st to June 30th. They said that it's always going to the head officer of the county, which would be the presiding commissioner, and if he didn't choose to, then could appoint a member.
So this is one that the presiding's automatically on?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
If he chooses that right.
But I'd like to.
So do you want to appoint him?
Yeah, I'd like to.
And then does he make that choice, or does the commission make the choice?
The commission has to do the appointment.
For SIMCOG or for TAC?
Well, both of them. We're talking about SIMCOG right now.
I don't know. If he's the automatic member, I don't know if he gets to make the Commissioner Schofield, would you like the entire commission to be involved in this, or do you want to appoint somebody?